It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 2. Your question to George, or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha, and thanks for tuning in to Automotive 101. Sorry I couldn't be here last week, but Todd took my place, and he did a great job. And thanks for being patient, but I'm back. Hope all of you had a great Thanksgiving. Put on about 5 more pounds, huh? Anyway, good thing your car don't eat, because then your car be getting heavier. Spray wax between wax jobs. What I mean by that, there's a lot of what they call in-between spray wax. Let's say you wax your car every 6 months. In between, every time you wash your car, spray it with this spray wax. It's like Pledge. You just spray, wipe it on, and that's it. Very easy. And it rejuvenates the wax. So maybe you can stretch your wax jobs even longer. Very, very easy to use. Okay? A good battery is something around 900 amps or better. The higher the amps, folks, the better the gas mileage, because your ignition that fires the spark plugs relies on how many amps your battery has. Amps is the power of the battery. All of the batteries is 12 volts, but the amps is what makes the difference. Okay, the popular brands out there, or what we call the generic ones like diehards, is only about 300 amps. So it's like having three of those batteries in one. A lot better for the alternator, a lot better for the starter, but most of all, your pocketbook, especially with gas prices going up. Everything you can find that will save you a buck here and there helps. Going to a lower octane is not the right answer. Because going to a lower octane, you're looking at, 20 cents a gallon. 10 gallons is $2. How much is gasoline? $3.50. Okay? So, the gas mileage that you get by using the higher octane, especially Shell. Shell is what we recommend. And by the way, they give us nothing for recommending this. A lot of people have this thinking that I recommend products because I get paid for that. I don't. How would you like it if I did not recommend anything that didn't pay me? You have no show. I can't help it. I gotta tell you what's good. If you ask me what's the best gas, you want me to lie to you? You go think about that. A lot of people have this small thinking of, he says that, he recommends this, he recommends that, because he's getting paid for it. No. If you were doing the show and you were asked what's the best insurance company and you knew what the insurance company was, would you say what it was if they weren't paying you? Think about that. Okay? Shell is the best gas. Go do the test. Don't believe what I'm saying. Go try it. A lot of people tell me, it's so humbug because I don't have one where I live. That's the lamest excuse I ever hear. It's humbug. Good thing they weren't riding horses. The horse would muck you already. Okay, so take care of your horse. Give it Shell gas, the premium. Do the math, folks. Go figure it out. It's far better. You get far more gas mileage using Shell. And those of you that tried it, give me a call. Let people know. 296-5467. Those of you that tried and moved from another brand to Shell, give me a call and let me know. 296-5467. CV shafts. All front-wheel drive cars have CV shafts. It's the axle shaft. You need to check them, folks. There's a boot, a rubber boot, on the end of the shaft that seals the shaft and keeps the grease on the bearings. Because when the shaft is spinning, it'll fly the grease off if the boot is broken. It's a rubber boot. So check it. Get a flashlight, get on the ground, and shine behind the wheel. Okay, on the inside. And look for the shaft, and you'll see a rubber accordion-like boot. If it's torn, and if you don't know what it is, check and see if there's a lot of grease been flung out under there. If it is, replace the shaft. Do not replace the boot. Replace the whole shaft. Because the grease has gone out of there, dirt has gotten in, water, the bearings are all messed up. You're only risking your life, folks. Lots and lots of accidents that have been happening with one car. Only one car involved is usually the CV shaft breaking off, causing the car to lose control and crash. It's very, very critical. Take a look at your CV shafts, folks. Okay? So, another thing to save gasoline is mothballs. Mothballs do give you better gas mileage. Try it. It's 5 mothballs per gallon of gas. Yeah, I know. A lot of you say, wow, that's off the wall and that's, you know, whatever. But if you go get a Porsche manual, it says in there, where only substandard gas is available, use mothballs that contain naphthalene. Okay, naphthalene is an octane booster. Go to the parts store and go get some octane booster and look at what the ingredients is in that octane booster. I mean, not the cheapy octane booster, good ones. The ones that cost about $17. Go look. The ingredient, the main ingredient, is naphthalene. Why spend that $17 for the octane booster when you can just buy a box of mothballs and use that? It does dissolve almost instantly and leaves no residue. In fact, the fuel burns cleaner. The higher the octane, the cleaner the fuel burns. Okay? 296-5467. Give us a call. Okay? Wanda, did you have a trivia last week? Hello?
Hello? Trivia for today?
No, last week.
Last week, did I have a trivia? No.
Okay. So you have one for this week. The trivia is sponsored by Crestec Cleaning Center. Crestec Cleaning Center has all kinds of cleaning chemicals and stuff like that. Good stuff. They even have raw purple motor oil and a lot of the stuff that I recommend, like AT205 and silicone. Go check Crestec out. But check out their Degreaser 2000. Fantastic, folks. Fantastic. And it doesn't leave back a smell after you rinse it. Okay, you have your trivia?
Okay. What street honors Kamehameha II?
What street?
Yes.
Okay. And the prize is sponsored by Crestec Cleaning Center, folks. They're located on Ho'oli Street. Lots and lots of good stuff there. Check your wiper blades before. the rainy season. I think we're going into the rainy season now. Check out the wiper blades. Very important. Have good wiper blades. They not only save your life, but they keep your windshields from scratching. And the windshields cost a lot of money. Okay? 296-5467. And those of you that deal with fuel, like if you're working for airlines or whatever, it contracts truckers to bring you fuel. I have a caution for you. Ki Aloha Lani, the trucking company, sells contaminated fuel. I got burnt bad from that company, and that guy had no aloha to make it right. He blamed the petroleum company. It wasn't the petroleum company. It was his truck that had contamination in the tanks. So beware, folks, if you do deal, watch out. I wonder if these helicopters that crashed had contaminated fuel. Did anybody bother to check? Think about that one. Gas prices are on the way up, folks. And it's not going to get down. It's not going to come down to what it used to be, $1.50 a gallon. I'm predicting $5 a gallon by the time next year. How many of you can afford it? Okay, let's go to calls.
Okay, we got Dino from Liliha.
Hi, Dino.
Hi. Got a answer for the trivia. The street for the king. King Street is my answer.
Ooh, call us back and try again.
Okay.
Thank you.
King Street. Could be any Kamehameha.
Okay, next we have Hank from Pearl City.
Hey, Hank.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay.
Okay, that's what the trivia is. Luna Lila Home Road.
Call us back and try again.
Bye.
Thank you.
Hey, by the way.
Yeah.
Shell Company, have they increased the ethanol in the gas?
No, it's still at 5%.
Oh, yeah, because... Hey, with your ethanol, I've been putting in my gas and all that. I get higher mileage.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Good stuff, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot. You're doing a great job, man.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Aloha. Okay, who's next? That's it.
That's it.
Okay.
I think maybe the other caller might have had one of the same answers.
Oh, okay. What street was named after King Kamehameha II? Right?
Right.
Okay. Okay. What street would that be? Beritania Street? Gas price is on the way up, and it's not going to get come down. 296-5467 is our number. Lines are open. Give us a call. And I'd like to know, how many of you would be able to survive at $5 or $6 a gallon on gasoline? And you know, folks, you're going to have to buy it. Even if they went to $8 a gallon, you're going to buy it. How else are you going to drive? So, what alternative do we have? Ethanol. But you think the legislature is saying, yes, let's go ethanol? No. All they're saying is, let's go green. Yeah, green. Green money in their pocket. Oh, I said the wrong thing. Bob is getting revved up. Okay. So, anyway. Helmet law, seatbelt law, I'm against all that. It's unconstitutional. Yes, I know it's safety of the people, but it's against your constitutional right. And if I feel that if you let the government do this and that, and pretty soon they're going to enforce more laws on you and take away your constitutional right. So, what's right is right, what's wrong is wrong. Okay? So, anyway, that's my feeling about the seatbelt law. Yeah, it's safe, but not all the time. If you look at the surveys, it's a half-half. 50% of the deaths and injuries was with seat belts, and 50% was without. So how can you say you have to wear a seat belt to be safe? Only God knows that one. Okay, so let's go to more calls.
We have Fred from Kailua.
Hi, Fred.
Hey, how's it?
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Not bad.
Good, good. I know the answer.
You sure?
I don't know. You tell me. Liholiho, King Liholiho. He became king in 1819 when Kamehameha the first Maki in Kona, and he and his wife Maki in 1824. He's the guy who overthrew the Kapu system because one of Kamehameha's wives, Kaumanu, didn't like it. So Liholiho destroyed the Hawaiian religion in 1819.
Oh, you get a lot of info, yeah?
I got him, bro.
Yeah, he got him.
That's
all
right?
He got him.
One other thing I want to tell you. You know ethanol?
Yeah.
Really bad.
Why?
I'll tell you a whole lot of reasons why. First of all, it destroys small engines, especially small boats. They had to change the law. So if you got a small boat, you got to get special gas down the harbor. So plenty of pilikia.
What makes you think it's the ethanol?
Because it happened when the ethanol came out. The regular gas never.
Whoa! Wait.
Let me finish. Let me finish. Then you think about all this and you can give the reply. Second of all, it costs more. It costs the consumers more money. Third of all, we don't make the ethanol here. We have to import it. Fourth of all, they're growing crops that should be growing food in third world to make ethanol. That land should be used to grow food for people, hungry people. Costs more money, destroyed small engine, and it doesn't save gas. I had a hybrid car. When you put the ethanol in, you get less gas mileage, so you have to buy more gas. My hybrid, I was getting 32 miles a gallon. I got forced to put the ethanol. You talk about seat belt, the government forced you to get the ethanol. My mileage went down to 38, so that means I got to fill up more, so I'm using more fossil fuels. Ethanol is nothing but humbug. Cost more, small engine, really bad.
Where do you get your facts from?
I get them from the marketplace. We're all good consumers.
Do you do any testing?
Yeah, I did a testing in my hybrid car.
No. Not with the car. Any laboratory tests?
All I know is what I got to pay.
No.
What comes out of my pocket, the price. You don't need to have a test.
Let me tell you what happened. Okay. When they came out with ethanol, the mandate came out that they have to put ethanol in, 10%, right?
Yep.
The oil companies met with the state, okay, and asked the state, if we got to put ethanol in, it'll raise the octane. We don't want to give away octane, so we want to be able to lower the octane three numbers and then put the ethanol in. And the state, instead of asking us in the industry, they said, yeah, go ahead. They lowered it three numbers. So the 92 is 89. Okay?
Well, I bought 87 octane anyway.
Okay, 87 was 84. Go read your manual. It says do not run fuel below 87.
Right.
Okay? I did the test.
When I go to the service station.
Wait. Let me finish. I'll let you finish. Let me finish, okay? I did all these tests. I tested octane. It was not 87. It's 84. Now, the oil companies know that at that level, it will destroy engines like crazy. And it did. Hundreds of people destroyed the engines. So they put in a retarder into the gas. The retarder is what gives trouble. It eats rubber and everything. Ethanol is actually whiskey. It does not eat rubber, plastic, and everything else.
Then you prove my point. The ethanol mandate resulted in broken engines and they also increased the price.
It doesn't break engines. Brazil has been on straight ethanol for 45 years, and they got 10 times the boats we have, and they don't have a problem.
Yeah, but Brazil had engines designed for ethanol.
No. I've been playing with ethanol for 10 years. I can show you.
Okay.
It doesn't.
All I know is the average schmuck out there, what you say may be right, but all I know is we're paying more for gas, we're getting less gas mileage, and then now you're telling me the octane went down. So all the way around, why did they put ethanol? Why did they force us to put ethanol? For what?
Well,
gas, you get less gas mileage. So what does ethanol do for us?
Ethanol the tests that I've done before they put ethanol into our gas. Got to remember now, I've been putting it in for almost 12 years. I've been using ethanol, and I got great results. 8 miles more per gallon.
Well,
that's an actual test.
God bless you, but we're not.
No, not just me. There's a lot of people out there. And the people listening that have tried ethanol, give us a call at 296-5467. I would be glad to give you ethanol and you try it. And I guarantee you better gas mileage. Because for one, it's not 10% ethanol in the gas. It depends on the brand you're buying. It can be as low as zero. Because that sign says up to 10% ethanol. Not full 10%, because the oil companies are telling the state they cannot possible, there is not no way possible they can measure 10% exactly to go in the gas. So if they cannot measure 10%, how do you know they're measuring all the ingredients in the gas exactly what it's supposed to be?
No matter what the reason is, the facts are that we have plenty of pillar key with engines.
Bring your gas.
Okay.
I'll show you.
The gas costs more money. Ethanol costs more money at the pump. The price went up. In fact, it went up so bad the legislature had to take away the tax 1 year. So
wait, that's not the reason why the gas went up. I thought it was because of the oil prices went up.
The oil went up.
I've
been to the legislature to argue that point about why we don't make it in Hawaii and why we buy ethanol from outside. It's a big reason why Gay Robinson folded up in Kauai. If Gay Robinson was able to make ethanol, that company wouldn't have let go their employees.
But what's the point of ethanol? It consumes land that we should be growing food.
Well, what are we?
Let me ask you this.
It's a labor and.
Let me ask you this.
Product.
What are you going to use when there's no more gasoline?
Whole mess of things. If we were halfway smart,
what are you going to use?
Electricity.
How are you going to make electricity without oil?
Well, there's a whole horse of stuff. You know, at any given time, we have 50 nuclear reactors in Hawaii. There's new technology.
How? Why did Brazil go 100% ethanol? They've been there. They invented the wheel. Why are you trying to reinvent the wheel?
Because we don't need ethanol. And Brazil also cut down half the rainforest to grow it. And
no, you're wrong.
Yeah, they did.
No, you're wrong.
They had to grow the ethanol.
No, you know, I don't want to argue with a brainstorm like you. Thank you.
Okay.
Aloha. See, some people, they got to get their facts square. See, I do all the tests and everything. I would love to have him come down and spend a day with me. I would love to show him the facts. I really get really ticked off and people just shoot off their mouths without having the facts. It's all, I think so. Whatever. Who's on the line?
We have Dot 3Dean on the line.
Okay.
Hey, George.
Yes.
Oh, boy. I mean, listening to that recent caller, I can give all the testimony to the guy about ethanol. You know, first things first, this morning I had trouble starting my lawnmower because I guess, you know, because of the sitting gas, even though I try to put a fresh thing of gas. Good thing I still have that leftover ethanol that you sold me. One pull of that trigger, as soon as I dumped the ethanol in, it started. Otherwise, it was all sputtering. Until I put, you know, enough ethanol to make a 10% into my lawnmower gas, I pulled the trigger. It just fired up that one time, you know, after I spiked it.
Mm-hmm.
See? And then, okay, what happens is that, really, I mean, you know...
Hang on, Nick.
Okay.
We got to go to a break.
Okay.
We'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Whether it's your fuel system, your steering, carburetor, or injector systems, using Royal Purple products with its extended oil life saves time, money, and the environment. Royal Purple's superior oxidation stability means oil changes can be extended up to 12,000 miles or more, depending on the equipment.
For the health of your car and the longevity of your engine, use only Royal Purple.
On Oahu, Royal Purple products are available at Pfluger Honda Yamaha, New City Nissan, Quick Fix Cycles, Harvey Maeda on Kauai, and Maui
Toyota on Maui.
Since 1978, Pearl City Transmission has proved quality, dedication, and exceptional service to their customers. Pearl City Transmission has grown to meet the needs of their customers with a 12,000-square-foot location in the YPO Gentry Business Park. Ian Nakashima, with the help of his family and a crew of expert technicians, gives you top-notch diagnostic services and repairs. Be aware of imitators, and remember, there's only one Pearl City Transmission. Pearl City Transmission in the YPO Gentry Business Park. Call them at 671-8767.
If Hawaii's beautiful sunshine is turning your car, home, or office into an easy bake oven, call ProTint Hawaii. George Nita says ProTint Hawaii is the best he's ever tried. With 24 years of experience, ProTint Hawaii is conveniently located just off Dillingham Boulevard. So call Dwight at ProTint Hawaii, 847-8468, or just Google him.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob? Well, where's Rolling Bob?
Oh, Rolling Bob's right here.
Okay.
Sorry, I had to go jogging. Oh, my goodness, George.
Mm-hmm.
George, you know, it's a funny thing, but it's human nature, so, you know, you really can't be mad. You know, people want to be right, you know, people have their beliefs, and it's, you know, I guess it's just hard.
You know,
sometimes.
Bob, I don't mind they have their beliefs, but have facts. Not this kind, I think so, I tried it. What?
Yeah. No.
How do you go to court and say, oh, by the way, Your Honor, I tried it, and it don't work.
No.
Where's your lab test?
Hey, that's like, I don't know what to tell you, George. It's a hard road to hoe. Just like, the people are so committed to the raised rail. The governor says, you know, you guys looked at this 20 years ago. There's a better way to do it now. Oh, no, there's not. Well, of course, there's always a better way to do something. You know, it's just people have just gotten into this routine, and it's going to be hard to get them out of it. You know, and I would only tell them, like I said, call people on the mainland and places that they have ethanol they use. I hear none of the stuff that I hear in Hawaii.
That's right.
I've been to Maryland. I've been to St. Louis. I've been to Florida. They all have ethanol. I don't hear anybody talk. I ask people, oh, you have any problem with your gas? They're like, what do you mean? Well, does your car not? You know, they go to the gas station. They fill the car up. It works.
You know, Bob, the real dumb thing about the last caller was, okay, how come only small engines have a problem? What if every small engine is like a car will have a problem too. Every car in Hawaii would have a problem. And what I wanted to tell that guy is, you bring me the gasoline, I'll take the ethanol out. And you go run it, and you tell me if it's better.
Well, you know, actually, you have to look at it this way. If everybody had all the answers, we wouldn't need to be on the radio.
So. Yeah. I would really appreciate it if they have the facts and not BS.
Yeah, well, like I said, it's a hard fight, but, you know, keep up the good fight, and, you know, eventually.
No, screw it. I'll just make the ethanol for myself.
Yeah.
And when we do run out of fuel, well, too bad.
Which, by the way, you were talking about the $6.75 gas.
Mm-hmm.
The other night, you know, I played music, so it was late, and I was rushing. I had to stop and get some gas. So I stopped at the 76th station on King Street.
Mm-hmm.
They got racing fuel, $9.75 a gallon
mm-hmm.
for 100 octane.
That's cheap.
That's cheap.
Yeah.
But
go down to Ron's Racing. It's $20 a gallon.
But what I'm telling you, George, is that I cannot imagine spending $9.75 a gallon.
Well,
so I don't know how.
And that one, Bob, does not have ethanol in it.
What is it? It's just the raw fuel?
The leaded fuel.
And so, it's leaded.
Yeah. And, you know, back, the last caller said, well, before Dean, he said that it's the ethanol that's bringing up the price of gas. Well, what's bringing up the racing fuel's price to $20 a gallon? There's no ethanol in it.
Wow.
$20 a gallon. Go figure. It ain't the ethanol, man. But no common sense, yeah?
Yeah, well, anyway, I better go before my minute becomes and you'll be mad at me, too. So as always, folks, pay attention, do your research, and like George says, look for the facts. So as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob.
We'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nito.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me, as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive, now would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuali'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
According to the editors of Hot Rod Magazine,
we've torn down some of our dyno engines that have been seriously abused, but with Royal Purple in the pan, the bearings have looked new. Royal Purple actually improves the condition of metal surfaces by remaining long after pressure would have been squeezed out of ordinary lubricants. Royal Purple responds to increased pressure with increased viscosity.
To keep your car running its best, use only Royal Purple. On Oahu, Royal Purple products are available at Tiki Cycles Unlimited. On the Big Island, it's Magoo's Auto Parts, Maui Toyota on Maui, and Harvey Maeda on Kauai.
Since 1978, Pearl City Transmission has proved quality, dedication, and exceptional service to their customers. Pearl City Transmission has grown to meet the needs of their customers with a 12,000-square-foot location in the YPO Gentry Business Park. Ian Nakashima, with the help of his family and a crew of expert technicians, gives you top-notch diagnostic services and repairs. Be aware of imitators, and remember, there's only one Pearl City Transmission. Pearl City Transmission in the YPO Gentry Business Park. Call them at 671-8767.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenita.com. And now, here's George.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and who's on the line?
Well, we still have Dean, dot three Dean on the line.
Hey, Dean.
Hey, we got cut off. But anyway, what I wanted to tell that previous caller was, you know, the next time you cannot get your lawnmower started and you try desperately and your lawnmower tech guy ain't readily available to come in and see what your problem is, try add you know, a 10% mixture of ethanol.
No, you know what's happening is people need to drain the fuel from their lawnmowers and small engines because there is a chemical in the gas that does eat rubber and plastic. It's not the ethanol.
I see. And the other thing was that I did have to have the lawnmower guy to clean out the carburetor. He had to take apart the carburetor and clean the jet because I guess, you know, they got lacquer clogged. He said, what happens is that you're not supposed to leave any residual gas in the tank because it
exactly.
lacquers up.
Yeah, because the gas is filthy. Okay.
Okay.
Thanks, Dean.
Yep, so much.
Okay, who's
next? Okay, we have Rob from Aina Haina.
Hey, Rob.
Hi, George. I listened with interest your debate with Fred from Kailua, but, you know, George, that's not Fred from Kailua. That's Sonny from Kapolei. I wish he would tell his real name, doggone it.
What's his real name?
Oh. Well, I am sure that anybody knows Fred Hemmings' voice. That's Senator Fred Hemmings. And by the way...
No wonder we have this kind of...
Yeah. And, George, by the way, I would love to ask Senator Fred, you know, what happened to all his talk about hydrogen? Remember when we had that controversy, George, when he was bringing that up about hydrogen? And, I mean, whatever happened to that?
I don't know.
You know, so, come on, be real.
Mm-hmm.
But he was real about his name, but, of course, we're having fun at your expense, Senator Fred.
Anyway.
That's okay, but George, you know what? I'm glad that you made the points that you did.
He has to have his facts. You know, not I tried. You know, you got to do lab tests. You know, and like I said, I invite anybody.
Here it comes.
You know.
Here it comes. George, all Senator Fred would have to do is come to your shop when you have that real ethanol. Available. And at least, you know, give him the benefit of the doubt, which you always do.
I tried it on TV. I showed it on KGMB. And how come the oil companies pulled it off the air?
That's right.
Why?
And that last tip about you have to, whenever you stop using your small machines, weed eaters, lawnmowers, etc., chainsaw, I don't care.
Empty it. Yep.
Break out your siphon and just take the cap off the piece of machinery and dump the gas back into the container.
Yep.
But don't keep it, George, for more than, I think it's the max is like 2 months.
No.
Actually, it's less, isn't it?
A month.
Yeah, there we go.
It goes dead.
Keep it straight, yep. Yeah, because otherwise it is going to gum. There is some sort of weird chemical. It's not the ethanol.
Nope.
George, you explained that. I think, could you go over that one more time? That when you pour out the mix of ethanol and gas that you buy from the pump today and just dump a little bit on concrete, you know, you'll notice that it leaves a stain.
Yeah, it doesn't dry.
It doesn't dry.
But you dump ethanol on this concrete, it dries dry.
Instantly. It's like it's like pouring alcohol.
There's no residue.
Period.
But the gas has residue.
Yeah.
Something's in it.
That's right. And no one will say what it is.
Yep.
And that's been the big...
Yeah, because we tried the ethanol before they put ethanol in the gas, and we had fabulous results. Then when they came out with ethanol in the gas, everything went downhill.
And... George, remember when they first started it, and I was one of your first callers that said, George, look at that decal, up to?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I mean,
only in Hawaii.
Oh, lawyer legalese, yeah?
Yep.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Rob. Okay, who do we have?
We have Tristan from Montreal, Canada.
Hey, Tristan.
Hey, George. I've got a question regarding...
How's Canada?
It's cold there.
It's cold. It's nice and warm here.
Yeah, you guys are lucky.
Yeah. So
regarding idling in cold climates.
Yeah.
What is the actual procedure as per? Because I know certain car companies, manufacturers like GM, they say that certain vehicles are prone to be able to idle for, like, let's say, an hour or 2 hours because of construction and whatnot. But is it really good to let the vehicle idle for more than a minute or?
No. No, that's the worst thing you can do. Idling is not good.
It's not good, huh?
No.
What would you do in the circumstance of having, like, minus 30, minus 35 around that temperature, Celsius, not Fahrenheit?
Okay. That's the problem you have when you have cold weather like that. What you need to do is change the antifreeze and go to 100% antifreeze. Antifreeze makes the engine hot.
Okay.
Try get some antifreeze, okay, and mix it with water. The thing gets hot. It doesn't stay cool.
So you suggest that, like, more concentrate of actual...
yeah, but use good stuff. Use good stuff. What kind of car you got?
I got a 2001 Toyota Corolla.
Okay, use the Toyota antifreeze, the one that is red. Not the pinkish one.
Red.
And then you'll be okay.
But is this pre-mixed or is this a mixture of to be done like 50-50?
Yeah, it's not the pre-mix. So, and don't run 50-50. Run 70% antifreeze, 30% water.
During the cold winter months?
Right? Yes. And in the summer months, you switch it around. You go 70% water, 30% antifreeze.
In the summer. So can I let it idle for at least a minute to get the fluids flowing? Or it's not even necessary?
Not necessary.
At all? It won't damage any gaskets?
No. No.
Okay, well.
No damage.
I was always used to letting it idle a bit, at least a minute or two.
No, you're wasting gas, man.
Okay. And also, regards to your idea of the mothballs do work, and I'm never going to change and stop using mothballs. Mothballs has improved mileage. It's given me amazing results, and I have no problems with drivability or anything. I've actually only had better gas mileage.
Good stuff, yeah?
Performance. Yeah, it's very, very good.
Good.
You're a genius.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Aloha. Wow, all the way from Canada.
Yes, and now we have somebody all the way from Kapalua, Maui, Terry.
Aloha.
Aloha. Hey, George.
Yes.
Is it possible for me to buy some, like, a gallon of ethanol, the straight ethanol, right now here in Maui?
Not on Maui.
Oh, God.
You should have said something. Last week, when I went over, I brought over some to DJ at Maui Toyota. He has some ethanol there.
But not now, huh?
I don't know. Try calling him.
Okay, then.
Okay?
Hey, thanks.
Aloha.
Okay.
Okay, so people need to try it. Try the ethanol. I mean, if you get, what I did for KGMB was I put straight ethanol into a cup, a plastic cup, okay? One of those foam cups, straight ethanol. We left it in that cup. We put rubber hoses and everything else into the cup, and nothing happened. We put gasoline in that same cup. A gasoline, in a heartbeat, ate the cup up. And by the way, the gasoline, there was no ethanol in the gasoline. Okay? So, what is damaging the engines? Not the ethanol. Okay?
Did you take the ethanol out of the gas and do that? Or?
Yep, I took the ethanol out. I can take out ethanol from the gas. So, those of you that don't want ethanol in the gas, just let me know. I'll take it out. No problem. Okay? And I've done the test on the percent of ethanol in the gas. And Shell is the highest at 5 or 6%. the rest of them go down as far as zero. When you say up to 10%, it can be zero. So, and the other thing with ethanol is the exhaust makes oxygen. The exhaust with gasoline engines eat oxygen. So, what's up with that? Go measure the oxygen level in Brazil. It's a lot higher than Hawaii. And check out the cancer rates in Brazil. A lot less than the rest of the world. Could it be the ethanol and the oxygen? Think about that. And if we run out of oil tomorrow, how many of you would be able to drive? How many of you will be able to afford converting your car into exotic fuels?
Well, how about an electric car?
How are you going to make electricity without oil? Windmills? Give me a break. You need oil. Oil is going to make electricity. So if you don't have oil, what you going to do? Ethanol. You can make electricity.
We'll be right back with George Nita on Automotive 101.
Looking for a unique gift? Q-Case has a perfect solution. Our rich, decadent cupcake lollipops are sure to please. Or give that special someone a sweet treat with a uniquely decorated cupcake. Made from scratch using all natural ingredients, Q-Case truly are too cute to eat and too delicious to just have one. Call us at 381-8881 or 282-4031. Or visit our website at qcakeshawaii.com.
Is your furry four-legged friend getting a bit too furry? Then call Fur Styling by Tammy. With 22 years of experience, Fur Styling by Tammy specializes in all types of dogs. Located on 8th Avenue in Kaimuki, Fur Styling by Tammy also features the latest in organic food, treats, and shampoos for your dog. Keep your dog healthy and looking good. Call Tammy at 732-5715. That's 732-5715.
Since 1978, Pearl City Transmission has proved quality, dedication, and exceptional service to their customers. Pearl City Transmission has grown to meet the needs of their customers with a 12,000 square foot location in the YPO Gentry Business Park. Ian Nakashima, with the help of his family and a crew of expert technicians, gives you top-notch diagnostic services and repairs. Be aware of imitators and remember there's only one Pearl City Transmission. Pearl City Transmission in the YPO Gentry Business Park. Call them at 671-8767.
Why should you or anyone you know use Royal Purple in their cars? Why use Royal Purple at all? Numerous independent tests and user testimonials document performance gains by using Royal Purple lubricants, including increased horsepower and torque, reduced wear, improved fuel economy, reduced heat, and for your part to help the environment, reduced emissions.
On Oahu, Royal Purple products are available at Crestec Cleaning Center, Tiki Cycles Unlimited, Tony Nissan Volkswagen. On the Big Island, it's Magoo's Auto Parts.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and who's on the line?
We have Harry from Kaneohe.
Hi, Harry.
Oh, hi, George. I have a WRX 2002 Subaru sitting in the garage. The last time I bought gas for it was March, and so about a week ago I took it on the highway and took it a couple trips, and it runs fine on the road, but when it idles, it misses. So I'm wondering, is it such a thing as gas getting old?
Oh, yeah.
There is.
It loses its potency in about a month.
Oh. Yeah, because I called Subaru and the guy just broke out laughing when I told him.
Uh-huh.
Well, I thought I'd double check with you, but...
How much gas you got in it?
Huh?
How much gas you have in the tank?
Well, it started out, it was about 7/8 full, and then I used it, and then I put in 5.5 gallons of high test at Costco, and it's
That's
still
not high test.
Huh? I mean 92.
That is not 92.
Whatever it is, yeah. I know I've heard your discussion on that. And I don't know what to do with the gas except burn it. I don't know where to dump it or anything.
No. What you got to do is go to, Ron's Racing.
Ron's Racing, okay.
And go buy Octane Booster.
Oh, Octane Booster, okay.
Off-road use Octane Booster, not the street one. The race one. The real powerful one.
Race one. Okay, what did you say? It was off what?
Off-road.
Off-road booster?
Yeah, it's an off-road use only.
Okay, yeah, I'm writing this all down.
Yeah, use that, because they make, you see, I forget the brand, but they make two types, one for the street and one for racing.
Right.
And the one you need is the racing one, because your gas is super dead.
Yeah, okay.
And put a can of that in, and you'd be okay.
Would it be listed in the phone book under Rod, Ron?
Ron's, R-O-N-S, yes.
Okay. Do you know what part of the island that's on or anything?
They're down by, you know where Floridec is on Nimitz Highway?
Oh, I know where Nimitz Highway is.
Okay. By the Aloha Towers?
Oh, yeah.
Around that area.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I appreciate that.
Okay.
And you think that'll help solve the problem?
That will.
Yeah, otherwise I just have to run it until it's almost empty.
No, you don't want to damage your engine, so don't drive it until you put the additive in.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you very much, George.
You're welcome.
So I could depend on you. Okay, bye-bye.
Aloha.
Okay, we got Rob again. He said he forgot to ask you something.
Okay,
or
Rob.
Or tell you something.
Oh, George, you know what I forgot to include was after you guys use your machines, right, small equipment machines,
mm-hmm.
yard stuff, and you dump your gas out, you got to do it.
Yep.
But the part I forgot, George, was after you do that, put your cap back on your machine, pull start, and let the existing fuel
run out
completely.
Yep. You got it.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. That's what you got to do, folks, for the small engines, because you leave it for a month or so, and it'll get stale. And it does destroy the rubber seals and stuff. It's not the ethanol, it's the gasoline. Something is in that gas. When they added ethanol, they also added something else. I don't know what it is, but it's in there. Okay? So, and by the way, that is the problem of less gas mileage is the octane. The reason the oil companies did not want to give you octane was they're going to lose money, because you're going to gain more mileage. You think they want to do that? Mm-mm. No. For every penny they lose, it's $1 billion in a year. So, go think about that one. So, anyway, the mothballs do save gas, give you better gas mileage. But if, and that's the biggest American word, if we can get ethanol, it'd be even better. Give us a call at 296-5467. I wonder what happened to Selena.
Why was he supposed to call in?
Yeah, he has a fundraiser and he's going to call in. But, you know, that guy reminds me of somebody always late. Wondering who that person is. Anyway. 296-5467 is our number. And again, if people out there that have doubts about ethanol, I would be more than glad to run through the whole rigmarole and show you the facts. I've done that with a lot of boaters, and now they see the light. It's not the ethanol. Okay? So, anyway, hard to convince people, like Bob said. They're fixed in the way, and that's the way they're going to go. Sometimes you got to switch gears, switch tracks, and might be better. Okay, who's on the phone?
We have Matt from Makiki.
Hi, Matt.
Hey, George. How's it?
Okay.
Okay, you changed my motor oil to Royal Purple and my transmission oil to Royal Purple.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you remember, a 69 Thunderbird.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to know if I change it again, where can I get the Royal Purple oil filter?
I
don't think they carry it. I call Crestec. They don't have it.
No. I would just recommend the Wix or Purelator.
Oh, okay. But, yeah, I'll probably come down and see you and see if you can change, you know, change the oil again. The oil looks pretty dark. I don't know how come.
How many miles you got on it?
It's well, only 50-something. Because when I changed the oil,
yeah,
it was only like 50,000.
Okay.
So I hardly use my car.
It can go 15,000 miles without a change.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And then, well, I still have to come in and talk to you about maybe you could tune it up for me.
Okay.
Okay, Josh. Thanks.
Okay.
Bye.
Aloha.
Okay, we have Jerry from Waipio.
Hi.
Well, hi. George, you know, I have a 87 Buick Regal.
Mm-hmm.
And every morning when I start up the car, it dies off.
Mm-hmm. What then, kind of gas are you using?
The Shell, was it 97, whatever, the highest they have.
Okay. You run any mothballs or anything like that?
Oh, no. But before I had a problem with it, it used to die off. Seemed like it was missing all the time.
Oh, okay.
And I took it to a shop.
Yeah.
And then now it's okay. It doesn't die off on the highway. But the problem is when I start it up in the morning, it dies off.
So 87?
Yeah, Regal.
Okay. It could be your carburetor choke pull-off is malfunctioning.
Oh. It's only that morning part, you know.
Yeah.
Other than that, it's okay.
Yeah. It's a choke pull-off.
Okay. It's not like before, the old cars, they have those throttle that you can use the carburetor cleaner or something like that.
No. The choke pull-off is rubber, and it works on vacuum. And if it punctures, it will not pull off the choke. So the choke be over-choking, and it'll die.
Is it pretty expensive to fix?
No. Cheap stuff.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe I might stop by your shop.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks for calling. Okay, so that was a good Saturday.
Yeah, and it's almost coming to an end.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Good to have callers like that, like Fred. But it would be better if they have facts. You know, and I got nothing against the guy, but I would love to have him come by and we go through the whole process so he can be convinced that it's not the ethanol. Okay? So, anyway, ethanol would increase our economy by increasing the sugar industry. Anyway, I'd like to thank all the callers for calling in, and especially Fred. And remind you to take care of each other, and we can make it. Most of all, folks, try to tell those lawmakers to take care of the children. They're the future, and they can't defend themselves. It's up to us. Okay? Until next week, aloha and drive carefully.
Expressed in a preceding program do not necessarily reflect